Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rivers backs the throw on first and goal. Throws right side, and it's a touchdown for the Colts. Zach Pascal. Zach Pascal finds the end zone for the first time in 2020. Phillip Rivers throws his first touchdown pass in Lucas Oil Stadium.
And the breaking news out of the NFL right now here on Sean and RJ is that Phillip Rivers is retiring from the National Football League, ending a 17-year career spent with the Chargers, and of course, last year with the Indianapolis Colts. He told the San Diego Union-Tribune, it's just time. 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing fan text. Is there anyone who does not think that Phillip Rivers is an automatic instant Hall of Famer? And I think my all-time favorite NFL quarterback debate is put the guys in order. Rivers, Romo, I'm not giving you my order. I just love this because it always starts a bar brawl. Rivers, Romo, Eli, Ben, Matt Ryan. Those are kind of the quarterbacks of their era on that tier. When we talk about tiers, Dak lovers, who got mad at me and swore off the show yesterday, those guys were thought to be on the same tier. Now, Drew Brees, who we also know is retiring, yeah, he played during this time period. We know he's on a different tier. And so is Tom Brady, and so is Aaron Rodgers, and so is Peyton Manning. All those guys were on tier one. So we can debate what tiers all those guys were on. I'm talking about Rivers and Romo, Eli, Ben, and Matt Ryan. But what order would you put them in? Which ones are getting into the Hall of Fame? Which ones are not? By the way, Phillip Rivers said that he intends to stick with his plan to coach high school football. Didn't you see an article? And I guess he could do both, but there's no mention of it here. Didn't you see an article where people were thinking Rivers was like the next Tony Romo, that he was the next Tony Romo in the booth from a broadcasting standpoint?
Yeah, there was a lot of people who think that, and that was an idea that he may go there. But I wonder if the name, I mean, the Drew Brees name is going to carry so much weight to get him in the booth. Manning name, they wanted him. I don't know if the Rivers name is on that level, but a lot of people think he would be a great guy in the booth.
I think he'd be better. I mean, just judging, I haven't heard any of them break down plays, but give me Rivers over Brees.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know about Peyton, but Rivers with that, he definitely has the craziest, wackiest personality. He's got that accent as well. You know, he's a trash talker. He may say very, very blunt things. So I would love to see Phillip Rivers in a broadcast booth. But do you agree that he's definitely going to the Hall of Fame? The knock on Rivers is didn't win enough playoff games. Didn't win enough playoff games with some of the talent that they had there on the Chargers. Where do you stand on that?
Look, I think he's a Hall of Famer, and I'll tell you know, you want to give someone a knock for not winning enough playoff games when your contemporaries in your conference were Tom Brady and Peyton Manning for your entire career.
That's like Dirk going up against the Lakers and the Spurs.
Yeah, I can't kill him for not making a Super Bowl when those two accounted for every Super Bowl in the AFC from 2004 till 2019, with the exception of the three Ben went to and the Joe Flacco one. Like, that, to me, is very, very – that's a high bar. Now, maybe that should be a high bar for the Hall of Fame. Maybe it should be a high bar. But I would put him in.
Five playoff wins in 13 seasons. I'm trying to look at this Bleacher Report from 2019. It says in 13 – That's older there.
Well, tell you what, I'll jump in really quick while you look that up, because this is from the Indy Star. They have an article out about why he is and why he is not a Hall of Famer when it comes to Philip Rivers, who announced that he is retiring. Why he is a Hall of Famer? He's sixth in passing yards and passing touchdowns. Favre and Marino are the only two Hall of Fame eligible quarterbacks ahead of him. Breeze Brady, and Peyton Manning are also ahead of him and no doubt first Hall of Famers. But the reason why he's not a Hall of Famer, Philip Rivers is an 8-time Pro Bowler, but he has never once made first-team All-Pro. Only four quarterbacks in the history of the NFL have gone into the Hall of Fame not being first-team All-Pro, two of them Cowboys, Aikman, Staubach, and then John Elway and Warren Moon.
I mean, look. What did you just say?
John Elway was never a first-team All-Pro.
Never a first-team All-Pro.
Oh, man.
Well, that's, you know, interesting.
Don't start that. But, again, look who Rivers was behind. I mean, you're going to have Peyton. You're going to have Tom for all those years in the AFC.
I mean, poor Tom's only made three first-team All-Pros. Rich Gannon's got the same amount.
Three?
Tom's only made three. Yeah, I mean.
But Rich Gannon has three. I know I could see 1 or 2 years with the Raiders, but anyway.
And by the way, I looked up this article, fact checked it. Yeah, John Elway did make All-Pro in 87, one time.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty shocking. I got to look at the other quarterbacks besides Marino that made All-Pro over. Now, do they go All-Pro for the whole league, or they divide it in conferences?
Whole league, first and second team.
Okay. That's a little bit different. Anyway. Rivers is a Hall of Famer. I think he was a better all-time quarterback than Romo. Romo's not going to get in. Rivers definitely better than Eli. Rivers, in my opinion, better than Matt Ryan. And then I guess I would have Rivers versus Ben as my top two on that list. But I would have... I know that Rivers is getting into the Hall of Fame. I know that Ben is getting in. I know that Eli is getting in, even though he shouldn't. I know that Romo is not getting in my opinion. And I think Matt Ryan is a coin flip. So by that logic, Philip Rivers better than all those guys on that list, except for maybe Ben Roethlisberger, IMO, my opinion.
You know, if you were to do this based on peak versus career, it's wildly different. Like, you can make the argument Philip Rivers had the best career of the bunch. Eli's the last in all my categories.
Yes.
Ben is second to last in all my categories.
But you do agree Eli is getting in.
Yes, Eli's going to get in, and Ben's going to get in.
Yes.
And I don't think either one necessarily should.
Okay. You agree that Romo will not get in?
I think he will not get in. I think he will get in. He will get in like Joe Buck got in, and he will be in as an announcer.
Good call. Do you think Matt Ryan's a lock?
I mean, he should be. He should be, but he's not. Those dopes in the room. Look, those are the 48 dumbest humans in America. Okay, I'm sorry,
Shereen Williams. Sorry, Goose.
You know, your 46 contemporaries need to be slapped upside the head for their idiocy. They're going to leave Philip Rivers out. They are.
Wait a sec. You're telling me Philip Rivers is not going to be voted into the Hall of Fame?
There's not. Philip Rivers made. I think he should be. He will probably never be a finalist, Sean. People refuse to put guys in who don't have playoff success, and he doesn't. He has no chance of being in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, let's put a bet on this. Let's bet something nice.
I think he should.
If we make it simple as $100, I think he's a lock to get in.
We could do it. I mean, it's a 5-year bet, so let's put that in escrow. That should be worth $125 by then. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, I think he's got no shot. No shot.
What? No shot?
Dude, I mean, if you – just enough of those people in that room are so hell. 70% of the people in the Hall of Fame have Super Bowl rings. 70%. They are so hell bent on the ring.
Fifth in NFL history in passing yards, only behind Breeze, Brady, Peyton Manning, and Brett Favre. Let's see, we have a number for Shereen Williams to text her and ask if she would vote, and will he definitely get into the Hall of Fame. What's the Autoflexi Team fan text saying about the overall order or others who don't think he's going to get in? 877-881-1053. And how much help did he have on the Chargers with Gates and LaDainian? And then, you know, he had Keenan Allen, but did he have any other great receiver? Keenan Allen's a very good receiver. He's not going to be thought of as any type of all-time great receiver. How much help did Rivers actually have?
He had a really, you know, really good offensive line for the early part of his career when he was there. They were really, really good. You had Vincent Jackson for a little bit. I mean, they were a good team. You know, they were good. They gave teams problems. I mean, they always gave Indianapolis a ton of problems. They always gave, always very talented,
much like the Cowboys, just didn't achieve anything in the postseason, couldn't do anything. He's fifth in NFL history in yards and passing touchdowns. So there you go with the numbers. What's the fan text saying?
Let's just read them. I'll read them down from the order, and they're coming in. They're flying in. He plays on the West Coast. He's not getting in because of that. If Rivers gets in, Romo will be in. Romo's better. Rivers is the Frank Gore of quarterbacks. Just bet on him being a finalist. No chance he gets in. He's got no more argument than Romo. I was thinking the same thing. Look at those stats, RJ. Don't be dumb. No way he gets in. He's not a Hall of Famer. If Eli had his career with another team, y'all wouldn't dog him. I don't think Rivers was better than Ryan or Romo. Out of those, it's Ryan, Romo, Rivers, Ben, then Eli. That sounds like me. Rivers, one of the biggest chokers of all time, could ever make the big play in the playoffs. I think I agree with you. I think he should be in. I don't think there's a chance he gets in. I think it's going to be unfortunate.
Oh, you're dead wrong. He's going to be a lock to get in. What?
I was going to say, you know, RJ, he loves to throw out the Super Bowl stat. Like, you know, 70% of these guys, you know, they have Super Bowl rings. Only five quarterbacks are in the Hall of Fame without a ring, and that includes his former, another Chargers quarterback, Dan Fouts, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, Warren Moon, and can you name the last one?
Fouts, Marino, Warren Moon, Jim Kelly, Otto Graham.
Not Otto Graham, Fran Tarkenton.
I mean, Phillip Rivers, was he a better quarterback than Warren Moon? I mean, it's kind of I kind of
very similar.
Here is what I'm telling you will happen. Okay, Ben and Eli, I'll give you the ranking of the Hall of Fame locks. Okay, in order, not what should, what will happen. Ben is the number one lock. Eli is the number two lock. Rivers is the number three lock, and then I would go Matt Ryan and Romo. That is what will happen in order for the Hall of Fame. Ben 1, Eli 2, Rivers 3, and then Ryan, and then Romo. How should it be? I would say Ben 1, Rivers 2, Ryan 3. Gosh, it's hard with those stupid titles.
Take the titles out of it. Always remove the championships.
Then I would take Romo. Then I would take Romo than Eli. That's how I would order it.
Yeah. That's how you look at it. Because if you were to remove the titles, who's the most deserving? You know, based on what they did. Because to me, the titles.
Dan Marino, my man, Dan the man.
Yep.
So
got to remove.
All right. There you go. I just love that argument because that, by the way, those guys were end of tier one, beginning of tier two guys for their era. Am I wrong on that anywhere? Like Rivers and Ben and Matt Ryan, I mean, Romo, they were at highest end of tier one. I would put them tier two. Tier one was Tom, Peyton, Breeze, Aaron. That's it. That's their tier. And then these guys can fight amongst each other in tier two.
That's fair.
Like
that's
we talk
fair.
About with Dak and Deshaun, right?
That's fair. That's fair. I think Rivers' career, and, you know, Ryan's is still going, so we don't know how it's going to end. You know, Ryan had the biggest peak, highest peak, MVP, Super Bowl. But I think Rivers' longevity puts him as a higher tier.
Okay, there you go. Autoflex C-Seam Fan Text is lit with the breaking news. Philip Rivers retiring from the NFL. Breaking news on the Fan, powered by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.